God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
All right, I'll bring you this home run call from Taiwan. Manny Ramirez, apparently playing there. It was Manny Ramirez home run. That's not really important to the whole story. I'm going to have to play this for you twice because it took me two times to realize what was happening. About 2 or 3 seconds in, he's going to start, the announcer will start speaking in English, and he gives you the home run call. So listen closely and see if you can hear exactly what he is saying here.
这个球飞到的是在左外野，放下。This ball is local, just like the ex-girlfriend who will never return. Home run!
Alright, you still look confused.
I have no idea.
I was confused the first time I heard it. Let me give it to you one more time. I'll play it about 4 or 5 seconds in here when he just about starts going with English. Okay, what he is saying there is, this ball is gone, just like your ex-girlfriend who will never return.
Okay.
I loved it, man. I thought that was...
You going to use that line someday?
That was as creative as it gets. I'd have to be a variation of it. I can't just jack the guy's call. It's out there.
I guess not now. You could have not played it and used it, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's out in the world. It's hit Deadspin. It's hit the interwebs. Maybe a variation of it at some point.
All right, well, last week we even talked about all the layoffs by ESPN, and they made circulation a lot of big names from ESPN fired, including Ed Werder, who was on the NFL shows doing a lot of sideline reporting, those type of things. Well, he announced, he made it public on a podcast, I believe it was today, he said that hours within being fired, ESPN contacted him and wanted him to work the NFL draft. And to be like a correspondent in New Orleans.
Just pay him for the day or something?
For probably the weekend.
And I assume
and he said no.
He said, yeah, man, you tell him to stuff it there. Come on. That's interesting. That was a good one. I feel like that was good. You can't be serious today. Check the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, the On Demand tab. From Mitch and Tyler, I'm John. See you later.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches.